Hare Krishna. To gain spiritual momentum, focus on the soul's nourishment, not on the mind's amusement. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 9th chapter, 14th text, Krishna says, Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dridavrataha namashyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. So he says, the serious devotees, what do they do? Satatam kirtayanto mam. They constantly glorify me. And for this, yatantascha dridavrataha. They endeavor determinedly. And in the previous verse, Krishna has described their conception, their motivation, how they understand him. He says, Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashritaha bhajanti ananya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam. So bhajanti ananya manaso. They don't let their mind go here and there. They just focus on Krishna, understanding him to be bhutadim avyayam, to be the beginning of everything and to be imperishable. So when we practice bhakti, if we are studying scripture, we are worshipping the deities, we are chanting the holy names, if we stay focused on the mind's feelings, oh, this feels good, oh, this doesn't feel good, then that focus on the mind's amusement will make us unsteady and distracted. Our practices will become haphazard, and when the things don't feel good, we will give them up. But instead of focusing on the mind's amusement, we can focus on the soul's nourishment. That means whenever there is a contact with Krishna, the soul is getting nourished. It is getting deeply, powerfully, perennially nourished. And just as we ourselves have the experience that sometimes some food may not taste good, but it is good for the body, then we take it. Similarly, spiritual sound vibration may not sometimes feel good to the mind, but it is very good for the soul. And suppose, say a person is driving a car, and then if they drive a little bit, and then they brake, and they drive, and they brake, and they drive, and they brake, then every brake means that the car will move, but it will never gain momentum. And every time there is a brake and the car is slowed down, then again energy is required to restart it and to get it into motion. But if the brakes are removed, then the car can move steadily, and as it keeps moving forward, it gains momentum, momentum, momentum. And once the car gets momentum, afterwards, stopping it becomes difficult. Even if some obstacle comes, still the car will break through the obstacle and move on. So that momentum when we get in our bhakti, then obstacles won't stop us, rather we will be able to pull on through obstacles. And for gaining that spiritual momentum in our devotional practice, we need to focus using our philosophical understanding that the practices of devotional service, the practices of bhakti yoga are nourishing our soul, irrespective of whether our mind finds them amusing or not. And that way, rather than breaking and restarting our bhakti, we maintain our bhakti steadily, and that spiritual momentum, as we gain more and more of that momentum, not only will we move forward faster towards Krishna, but also that steady connectedness with Krishna will give us fulfillment even in this life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Only one suggestion to you.